I'd like to just do two quick things before my homily. One is that the Archdiocese has over many, many years conducted what is called this Catholic Services Appeal Foundation. And some of you have given to that over the years, so you've already received something in the mail in regards to asking if you would consider giving again this year. For those who have not, they are envelopes at the ends of the pews. They are for your use if you wish to give to the Catholic Services Appeal. Catholic Services Appeal is that organizations of the Archdiocese that do not fund themselves, such as hospital chaplains, youth ministry, and Catholic charities. The money does not go to the Archdiocese. It goes to those 20 organizations, and you can see that on our parish website. Second thing is I'd like to bring you up to date in regards to Pat Williams. For those who do not know, Pat Williams is our pastoral care minister. Pat has been in that position since December of 2015. However, she has worked in that field in the Archdiocese for almost her whole adult life. You would know Pat if you have had a death in your family, as she has ministered and helped plan funerals. If you have a homebound person, she may have visited them. She has been in charge of groups such as Growing in Loss, Divorced and Separated, and Depression. In August of this year, Pat was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. Pat has been going through chemotherapy and has made the decision at this time to discontinue that, for there are really no benefits for her any longer. And so she has chosen to go into hospice. Pat is part of our staff. And as staff, we are dealing with her going into hospice and eventually with her dying, as we will as a parish. One, I'd ask you to remember her, her family. She has two adult children, Elise, a married daughter, and Chris, a special needs son. But also, I guess I would ask that you be patient with us as staff as we deal with this as she goes through this process. Keep her in prayers and keep us as a staff in prayer. It was a wonderful wedding reception. They had an excellent, simple supper, and they danced afterwards. But the bride and groom asked the caterer to gather all of the leftover food and take it to the soup kitchen. The bride and groom also supplied cake and bottles of apple cider to go along with that. All of their children have moved out. Their home is much more than they need. However, they have responded to the parish's request. When a woman who is trying to leave a relationship needs a place to stay, they've responded to a family that has come into town for a funeral. They have responded to a family whose child is in the medical facility next to the hospital, and they have offered the room in their home for any of those who need one. Other empty nesters in the parish have also taken up that and also are offering places for others to stay. Those stories are example of what it is that we heard in the second reading, that we are temples of God and that the Spirit of God dwells within us and we are called to be holy. Those two stories about people who are being holy and knowing that the Spirit dwells within them of God. But they are also helping those other people to experience the holiness in their life, reminding them that the Spirit of God dwells within them and that they are temples of the Holy Spirit. That is what you and I are. You and I are temples of God. You and I have the Spirit of God dwelling within us. And we are holy people. As those temples, as that Spirit of God dwelling within us, we are called to create environments, environments where people realize that holiness and that Spirit of God. In our homes, in our schools, in our workplaces, in our relationships, in this community of St. Thomas Becket, and in the communities beyond it. And we can do that and create that environment when we listen more and talk less, when we love more and fear less, when we give more and take less, when, as the gospel says, we're willing to go that extra mile with someone who is in need. And we are willing to give the shirt off our back, whether that means literally or in a generous way. And when we are willing to live by not acting in revenge, but acting in a more peaceful way. In this holiness that resides in us, what does that look like? What it looks like is that the holiness of God is here inside of this temple that we are. And what this holiness is participating in the holiness that God is within us. A God who is loving and a God who asks us to be God's presence. And how do we do that? We do it exactly in the way that Jesus did it. Because Jesus was a reflection of our God. And so Jesus said, be compassionate. Be people of kindness. Be people of mercy, of generosity, of patience, of understanding, of being non-judgmental, of being people of forgiveness. To let that holiness in us be the holiness of the temple we are and create that atmosphere in the lives of the people around us. And what about that word, perfect? Be perfect as God? Well, if we would take the normal understanding of that word, perfect, we would look at it and say, it means that it is complete, that it is finished, that it is perfected, and that there is nothing more to do because it is complete and perfect and finished. But I believe what we are being called to in that reading is to simply realize we're not complete. We're not finished. There is more that we have to do. And we need to enter into the lives of each other. And we need to enter into the lives of each other and be that what Christ is. And to be that in which we reach out to those who we have not reached out to. To be with those who we have not been with. To acknowledge their presence in our lives. And that is the wisdom that the reading talks about. To be those people of wisdom, where there is not hatred in our heart, where there is not revenge, where there are not grudges we hold on to. That's the wisdom of the temple of God we are, and the Spirit of God that dwells in us, and the holiness that we are and are asked to be each day. And so as we go into the week, what will be the environment that we will be called to create in school, in work, at home, in relationships? An environment that will let someone know that God is present to them. And then just take some time this week and just simply think about the phrase, "You are a temple of God and you are holy. You are a temple of God and you are holy." Spend some time to let God say that over and over to you.